Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good, the bad, the ugly. Ed Norris, what's good, man?
The Indianapolis Colts. I find them to be surprising, to say the least. I thought they'd be good. I mean, that division's kind of weak. I always thought it was, you know, I think we all agree it's kind of weak. It was the weakest division in the NFL, arguably. The Texans have dominated the last couple of years because it's weak, and they pick on everybody, and you stack wins. The Colts are for real. I mean, they're 4-1 now. I think they got a quarterback. I mean, seriously, they got a quarterback, and they didn't have that before. I mean, and a little change of scenery has done him wonders. He's for real. The defense gave up 6 points yesterday. I mean, and that's not an anomaly. The first game was the Dolphins. They only gave up 8. So 33-8 was that score. They've beaten the Broncos, who are a good team. They walloped the Titans, who are a bad team. They lost to the Rams by one score, who was a good team. This team's for real. And they handle, like what good teams do, they handle teams you should. The Raiders are not a good football team. Okay, we'll beat them 40-6 then. I think they are the class of that division now, and I think they're going to take it.
Mike Preston was bad.
What's bad was Penn State losing to UCLA 42-37.
And then they can't buy him out. $50 million, man. Can't buy him out.
Yeah, and I'm not a James Franklin fan. I thought when he was assistant coach here at Maryland, he was arrogant, pompous, and I kind of like seeing him getting his butt beat on any week. But he can't win big games. And you can say whatever you want. He just doesn't have it done. But since 1936, only four teams ranked in the AP top 10 have lost to a team with a record of 0-4 or worse. The last time it happened was in 1985 when UTEP beat number 7 BYU. So, James, sorry, buddy.
Remember what he did at Vanderbilt? When he would only interview assistant coaches who had hot wives, he said.
Yes.
And then when he got called out on it, he tried to, you know, he did the Michael Jackson, and he's like, well, I just mean it takes the same kind of confidence to walk up to a beautiful woman. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, you schmuck. It's like, come on.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah,
it was ugly.
I could easily go to the Ravens game here, but I'm going to leave him alone since we're going to talk about him the rest of the show. I'm going to go to the Arizona game. For the life of me, Kyler Murray falls down, doesn't look like he gets hit, leaves the game, comes back. We don't know what the extent of the injury was, what happened, why that happened. But you go back into this game, and you have DeMarcado running in for a touchdown, and hats off to Darius Sneed for just running it down. He didn't do anything, but being behind him, I don't know if that caused him to drop. But
no.
I can't get over this. You've played this game your whole life. Why would you drop the ball? Like, you got to time it perfectly? Is that how it has to look?
Arrogance.
It's just unbelievable. And it's so effing selfish. Mm-hmm. It just pisses me off. And there's more if you keep waiting. You get an interception that ends the game, and Goofball falls to the ground, and he's trying to get up and run. And as soon as he hits the ground and rolls over, the ball pops out. Then his teammate kicks it in the end zone. Then somebody else falls and whoop, whoop. Chris Berman should have been there doing this all. I'm sure you're going to see that later. It's just insane. And it's the first time that In fantasy football, I don't ever remember this happening. The offense scored a defensive touchdown. And I'm going to give you a stat later when we talk about MVPs that you're just not going to believe. It's insane of an offensive person that led his team in tackles for most of the game. An offensive player led his team in tackles for most, not in this one, but in another one.
Three, right?
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is so goofy looking at this game. And then it's 3rd and 7, 2 minutes, 12 seconds left. I would have fired the coach right after the game. Gannon, you're an idiot. Third and 7, 2:12. The other team has one timeout. You know what they do? They run the football, so it runs down to the 2 minute warning. If you ran a pass play, they legitimately can run one play at the 2 minute warning before the clock stops. Yeah. Why? Why not take a chance to pick up the third down, get a first down, and guess what? Then you run the effing clock out, you jackass, Jonathan Gannon. I just don't understand what some guys are doing in the game. There needs to be, they have a symposium for rookies where it's like, you got to be careful this, got to be careful that. How about we just take coaches and you teach them how clocks work? It's just dumb, man. By the way, out of my survivor pool because of Arizona. Thank you very much.
That's why I figured something personal with that.
Bitches.
Let's go to Perry Hall and get Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Jeremy, I was just going to add, I don't even know how to pick the games anymore after the last couple of weeks.
It's been crazy.
It has been crazy. Seriously.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Who would have picked the Patriots yesterday?
Mm. Body. Did they? I mean, I was at the game yesterday, and that was one of the earliest that I've ever left. I left at about 10:03. And I guess just, I don't know, I just joined. I just got on the radio. But they're on pace to give up 600 points.
Yeah, Jeremy talked about that a little earlier. Yeah. That's unbelievable, man.
That is an unbelievable stat. It's unacceptable. But
you shouldn't fire the defensive coordinator, though.
Well, right? And I would just say what was really bothersome, there was a lot, but to see Houston come in averaging like 15, a little over 15 points a game, and to go out there yesterday, I know we had all these injuries. Everybody knows that. But they scored on 8 straight possessions. 8.
They punted once.
It's really mind-boggling how bad the defense is, and you know that's just not something that is obviously a Ravens standard. Our defense is always solid. This year seems to be a little different. But what do they do when they play the Rams next week? And I want to think we have a shot, but if some of these guys don't come back next week, we're not beating the Rams. Does somebody get let go after next week, and then you hit the bye? Is that a time where maybe they reevaluate and somebody, like say Zach Wirt, gets let go? I'll let you guys answer that.
Well, Mike, you talked about that earlier. You don't think they make a move until after the bye?
The bye week. At least the bye week. Yeah, because it's just hard to make that change in a quick turnover in a week. It doesn't happen.
And so this is one of those cases where early bye is good.
Yeah, Tuesday is an off day throughout the league, and then Wednesday is when they install. So basically, you're doing this in a day. You're trying to prepare. Mm-hmm. That's very tough to do.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Monday morning quarterback edition of the Big Bad Morning Show. Don't you go anywhere. Coach's Corner. Hear from John Harbaugh at 8:30. But on the other side, we give out game balls. It's tough right here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. Man.
Jeremy Kahn's favorite segment, Game Balls. Jeremy, who gets your game ball today?
Well, I get the easy one. Screw you guys. I try to let everybody go first, and I just take whatever's left, but I just said, nobody sent anything? Give me C.J. Stroud. You guys can pick from the rest of them. Because I don't know, there's nobody on that side of the ball in purple that should be getting any sort of game ball right now. And C.J. Stroud, who comes into the game, everybody, I brought it up. His last 15 games, he had played worse than Anthony Richardson, the Colts' first-round pick. He just looked dreadful, and he comes in here, and all he did was slice and dice you up very finely, by the way, to an 85% completion percentage. So C.J. Stroud gets my game ball.
Okay. Ed Norris, who gets your game ball?
It'd be great if you gave it to him, too.
I gave it to somebody else on the team. D'Amico Ryans. Mm. Had them prepared. They were dominant. They just didn't win the game. They destroyed this team. I mean, they punted once in the entire game. They just moved up and down the field at will.
Wait a minute. So they were ready to play when they got here?
They looked like it.
Yo, yeah. Wow.
So I think that, you know, we forget this. You know, people are going to complain about the coaching staff here. They give credit to it when they look good. And they looked – that's not a good football team. And he had them ready to go. I mean, they don't have the talent the Ravens have. And they look ready. So I think D'Amico Ryans deserves some credit. And, he's done a good job there.
Mike Preston, who gets your game ball?
Poe, the mascot. He is about it. At least he had energy. Acted like he wanted to perform. Got into the game. Jumped up and down.
He knows customer around. Service.
Yes, indeed. I thought he had a strong performance. Matter of fact, I gave him a B for report card grade. But other than that, I'm not giving out any game balls. So, Poe, celebrate, man. You get it.
That's ridiculous, man. My game ball goes to Texans safety Jalen Petre. Out quarterback, Cooper Rush threw three interceptions yesterday. Petre had two of them. Four tackles, three of them solos, two pass defenses. Had a really good game on the defensive side. He gets the game ball. That's all I got for you, Jeremy.
Now, you ain't got to give me much else. I mean, because there's...
That's all I got.
I don't know how many times we've done this coming in for Monday morning quarterback when the Ravens have just looked dreadful like this. Now, this year, it seems like it's more times than not.
It's dreadful-er this year.
Yes, it's the dreadfulest. Dreadfulest? Anyway, the point is that, like, where we're going, I don't know who we're supposed to give a game ball to. And anybody you pick, you feel like you're just stretching. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, this guy had three catches for 17 yards. Did you see the second one? Like, that's what it feels like because this was such a bad performance. And I got news for you. Ed gave the game ball to D'Amico Ryans for them being ready. I think they win this game if they're not ready. That's how bad this team is, though.
Let's go out to Tom, who's in Stevensville. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Good morning. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Get over here, boy. I told you last week. I told you you didn't know what you were talking about, Jeremy. You got all mad. You said you got all mad. You said, what do you know? What do you know? You're a dumbass. What do you know? Okay, I'll tell you what I know that you didn't know, Jeremy. Okay, I knew when Cooper Rush went in there that defensive coordinators were going to be licking their chops. Like that cartoon when he's licking his lips, that wolf when he's cutting his steak and he's licking his chops. I knew they were going to be looking at Cooper Rush like that, and what were they going to do? Yeah. They were going to stack the box, Jeremy, and they were going to take Derrick Henry out the game, okay? I knew our offensive line was decimated. The defense was decimated. No Roquan, no Matt Abike. That's what I know that you didn't know. You made it a concrete lock. You were so mad that you made it your concrete lock.
Yeah, because you called it like an asshat, like you're doing right now, where it was, what, you guys don't know anything. You're mad at me for coming back at you? When you're sitting here telling me I don't know anything about a 1.5-point spread? Yeah, I got it wrong. And just like I said, I had to show up today. If it went the other way, your ass ain't calling in. And don't tell me you are, because it's the same thing. I expected you to be on hold all weekend waiting to come back and bust my ass, because you're brilliant, sir. You called it. You're the smartest man in the room. I'm an idiot. Anyone else that was with me, I made you guys look like idiots too. I'm so sorry.
Ken in Annapolis. What's up, Ken? I didn't listen to you, Jeremy.
Good.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was calling about the defense, obviously. I get that we're hurt, but we're not that hurt to be giving up 40 points a game.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more.
I was curious about defense-wise. I don't know if Mike or any of you guys can answer it. I don't know coverage is too well, but like, I feel like, I know it's the new thing, like, for the high safeties and playing super off the ball, but why are we still, corners still playing, like, 15 yards back when we're down 30? Or why can we not ever cover a flat? I feel like every single touchdown's a pick route or something like that, that we can't cover a flat. I feel like we have, like, 10 touchdowns and fourth down conversions on it. I want to hear your thoughts.
I mean, it's tough. The new two high, I don't want to say new, but the two high safety thing that everybody's running is supposed to make you work getting down the field, not give up the big plays. If the Ravens are running that, then they ain't running it well, because there's big plays galore that are going on left and right. There are guys that are out of position, confused players. And I get it. You take the green dot off your middle linebacker's helmet and you got to put somebody else there. Mm-hmm. Things can go awry, but it didn't matter when Roquan was in there. This stuff was going on.
Yep.
So it's just been ugly, man.
Ugly.
I think when you're back off like that, 10, 15 yards, you don't want to give a big play. That's the only thing I can assume. And
I like when they do it on 3rd and 7. I should be back here 10 yards because I don't want to make it
happen. I don't get that. I don't understand that. And then they let the guy run 7, 8 yards, get a first down. No.
These guys, you let him run a dig.
Pressure it off. Yes.
They're just going to hit him. Here's the first down. Go ahead and tackle him. It's great.
Yeah, and if these guys want to run too high safety, then the way you get them out of it, run the football. And the Ravens haven't been able to do that either, and other teams have been able to do that against the Ravens. So they're just not very good on that defensive side of the ball.
Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. What's up, Chris? Not very
hey guys,
good.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question, two questions. Mm-hmm. One, who's responsible for, because this happened last week too, when you saw Nate Wiggins throwing his hands up like, what's the play, what's the play? Mm-hmm. Everybody else knew what was going on. Well, it seemed like everybody else knew what was going on. This week, John Harbaugh actually called the timeout, but last week he didn't. And then the second question is, my proposal is Chuck Pagano taking over as head coach, keep Todd Monken, and you fire John Harbaugh and Zach Gore.
Keep Todd Monken and get rid of defensive coordinator and head coach?
Todd Monken becomes the head coach?
If they got rid of...
No, he said Pagano becomes head coach.
No. No. Chuck Pagano has input into this defense. Don't think that he just sits back there and does it. They brought him in for a reason. All right, when I talked to a former defensive coordinator last week and I asked him, hey, have the Ravens talked to you? And he goes, nah. And then I started telling him about what's going on in Baltimore. He said, well, I thought Chuck Pagano was supposed to be that guy who was going to be the watch. He was going to be the new Dean Pease. And he goes, and he does have input. And this is a guy who's been around for a while, so he knows what's going on. There's a reason. He's the secondary coach. Then why don't they know on the back end what they're doing? You know, if Nate Wiggins is running around, walking around with his hands up in the air, well, that's Chuck Pagano's responsibility. All right? He's the secondary coach. So you can blame it all on Zach Orr if you want, and it's all reasonable because he is the coordinator. But there's a reason why your secondary coach is your secondary's having problems. You need to address that with the coach and say, you're the position coach. What's going on here?
Yeah. AFC North report at 8:45, but on the other side, Coach's Corner sounds from Coach John Harbaugh up next on The Fan. 8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback Edition. John Harbaugh talked about getting beat up and how the team should respond.
When people look back and say, hey, when things were the toughest, when things looked the worst, when we were at our lowest point, how did you handle it? How will you be remembered for how you handle it? And I'm looking for, you know, people to come out fighting and give their best, you know, in those kind of situations. That's what you have to do. When you do that, you come out the other end.
There you go. I mean, you do that.
They've been coming out the other end. I've seen it. That's what it's looked like.
It's like coming out the other end.
Yeah, that's what it was. That defense, man, oh man, oh man. Again, I've said this when it comes to Harbaugh. I'm one of those people. Don't give me the who you're going to get if you get rid of him. But I've stated this, even though Rob paid all those people, I don't like booing the guy coming off the field. But again, it's fans going to games. You're spending your money. You're allowed to do whatever you want. I would never do that. I don't get it. I don't think it helps anything. But okay, voice your frustration.
Is the play calling the problem? John Harbaugh addressed that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the play calling wasn't really an issue. We tried to do the things that were in the game plan, and we never really generated a rhythm. We had the turnover early when we had a little bit of a drive going there. Petrie made a nice play on that flat route. That low interception hurt us. So I didn't think that was really the issue.
Mike Preston, your thoughts?
You can't run. There you go.
To run the football. That's just straight up, and that's the way this offense has been for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they can't run, so there's no play action, there's no deep ball, there's nothing. And if you're a linebacker, you don't even have to respect the running game anymore because you fake it into the line of scrimmage. They're second and 10, second and 8, second and 9. We don't need to worry about them running the ball. They got to throw the football. And that's what goes on. And this offensive line, they're not good pass blockers. And they can say whatever they want. And I still don't know why you can't go and find complete offensive linemen instead of just going out, we're going to get the big guys and their vert graders and pave the way for the running game. No, you can find guys who can do everything because that's all part of being a good offensive lineman, and they have not done that.
They have not at all. Well, if play calling isn't the problem, Harbs, what about fundamental football?
I think fundamental football is the most quickly fixable thing, and I expect to see us play fundamentally sound football. You know, I don't think we did that all the time today. It wasn't egregiously bad, but, I mean, this run defense is just – it's not okay, you know, and that's not something that should happen. So we haven't fixed that really all year yet. That's the number one thing that's got to start. We can't be letting them get the yards or getting on first down. You can't play behind the sticks the whole game on both sides of the ball. And that's been pretty much a theme throughout the course of the whole season so far.
Ed, as we said it earlier, I'll say it again. I don't want to be hearing the fundamental football is a problem in week 5. Come on, man.
No, and that is a huge issue. I find it hard to accept fundamental football being a problem at any time during the NFL season because what I don't understand is how people do things. I mean, the mental mistakes are ridiculous. I mean, they're just ridiculous. And then the lack of tackling prowess. I mean, nobody in that team tackles. Except, like, Kyle Hamilton tackles, you know, a select few, sadly, from, like, the practice squad. Because I don't get it where, like, you know, Jeremy said something before. You're playing this game since you're a kid. Yeah, you're playing this game since you're a kid. How do you not know how to, you know, hit somebody and wrap your arms? Like, the only person I saw besides Kyle who could tackle well was Keon Martin. And he's not a starter, but he can tackle. And, I mean, that's a basic, that's as basic as anything to this game. And I just don't see it. I mean, you know, don't, you know, go in motion and break toward the line. Don't miss the snap count.
Well, there was the one quote he had about play calling where he said, I don't think play calling is the issue. Now, a lot of people, when you think play calling, you think from an offensive standpoint, right? But are the players getting the play? There's a difference between calling a play. Do all the players know what's going on? Because if you got a guy out there that doesn't know what's happening, is it his fault? Is it the messenger?
Two sides of communication. Delivering a message, receiving a message.
Message.
Sometimes the way you deliver the message may stop me from receiving it the right way. Or maybe sometimes you never explained it to me in the first place. Now you're just talking. It ain't a message. John Harbaugh got booed after the game yesterday, but fans are asking for the termination of Zach Orr. This is Harbaugh's response to that.
Yeah, you try to do the most productive things, and I do not think that that's the answer. You know, so we got to go to work is what we need to do. We need to stick together is what we need to do, and we need to find ourselves. You know, and that has to do with coaches and players together.
Didn't he go to work last week?
Yeah.
And the week before that? The week before that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Again, it's week five, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the things that's being said right now, it's week five, dude. John Harbaugh on how the team needs to find a way.
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing, you know, and I give them credit for stopping it. And we've got to find a way. That kind of goes back to the fundamental football part. We got to find a way to generate that. That part of our game.
I mean, I'm not going to criticize him because it's 44-10, dude. What do you want him to say? It's 44-10.
Yeah.
You know, I actually, this is one of those weeks where I commend him for showing up. It's 44-10.
Well, he has to.
But he didn't show up grumpy like he normally does.
Right. That's the difference. I think he shows up. He's showing up and he's actually just even tempered and just.
Is he just defeated?
He's humbled. When you get beat like that, you are humble. You better come in and say the right things, man.
Yeah, you can't point at one or two things. There's like 15 that went wrong.
Yeah. You know what happened yesterday?
What?
What did the guy in the sub shop used to say?
What?
I break you.
I break you. I humble you and I break you. I dig you. That's what he would say. I dig you.
So disturbing.
Nobody can see the hand signal. Yeah. He would do that all the time.
Yeah. That's so nasty.
That's
so wrong.
That's what happened yesterday, man.
I humble you. I break you. I dig you.
Kevin in Catonsville, what's up, man?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Not much, man.
And I use that term loosely. What's going on?
Right. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, you need to give them a call and read them the riot act like you did when I was coaching boys Latin JV, man. I don't even think that Harbaugh is necessarily there as far as, you know, hey, what do I do now? It's nothing you can say when you get smacked like that.
Right.
There was nothing you can say against when you lost to Detroit. They were just out physical. They was out, you know, manhandled.
How many times have we said that this year, though, Kevin? Think about this. We said the same thing in the Lions game.
Too many. You know, and it's like none of them have air conditioning because they leave the windows open and the zones, like, wide open. You know, the defense is just not on. They're not connected. When I was looking at Seattle's defense is moving like a unit. You know, even though, yeah, they said all was studied under McDonald and everything, sometimes.
For 1 year,
the master,
man.
It's the master. Exactly.
1 year.
The master is just the master. You know, he must ain't pay attention too much. But, hey, maybe we'll get a top 10 pick and get draft a pass rusher. Y'all have a good one, man.
Oh, my goodness. A pass rusher.
Oh. Well,
imagine that.
How have they done on that in the second round so far? Maybe they do need to get in the first round. What's the second round look like so far, Mike?
Oh, man, I got a list here.
And by the way, while Mike's getting it, right now, technically, the Ravens have the third pick in the draft, if you were wondering.
Is that real?
Hmm? Oh, wow. Yeah, here's the list right here.
Third pick.
I guess that makes sense. Huh?
Second round picks.
Here's their second round picks, their failures at trying to find a pass rusher. Tyus Bowser, David Ojabo, the guy, Kamale Correa.
Oh, he was bad. Boise State.
Terrence Cody, Paul Kruger, and let's not forget Sergio Kendall.
That's the one where you want him to take the window and not the stairs. You know what happens when he takes the stairs.
He lived in a lighthouse. Yeah. He fell down 600 stairs.
More fan reaction at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, AFC North Report. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
People can hate it all they want. I love watching football. And for breakfast, it is so good, even if it's in another country. I love it. I do. First game of the day, Vikings, Browns from London, England. Jeremy, tell me all about those Cleveland Browns right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, that game could have gone either way. The Browns played really good football. The one thing I was kind of surprised at is the Vikings couldn't stop the run. Quinshon Judkins ran all over them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all over them. And they even got the other back there into the mix as well as they were running it. They they got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison on that last drive. Hockenson had a big catch. A stupid penalty on them, and it allowed the Vikings to go down and score, and just not enough time for them. But Browns better than we think. I don't think they're good, but their defense is one of the better units in football. It's just they're left out there too long because their offense sucks. And I thought Gabriel played well.
That kid can play. I saw him in the preseason. He got a nice arm. Yeah. And he's not extremely mobile. He's not a Lamar type, but he can throw the football, and he moves well, and he gives them a downfield passing attack, which Joe did, but Flacco couldn't move.
He's just immobile.
Yes.
Yeah. Ed, Bengals.
Bengals are, they're 2-3 right now. Just don't think they're a very good football team at all. Just they're kind of hanging in. Even the score yesterday, the Lions beat them 37-24.
This evening, it was a blowout.
It was a blowout, yeah, it was. I mean, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. They scored, like, the touchdown in garbage time, got a safety after that. It just, it was a blowout. And that's what good teams do. I talked about this before. The Lions are a good team. They beat up on the Bengals. We're now 2-3. Lions are 4-1. I just, you know, Jake Browning is just I mean, I don't know if Joe Burrow would have done much better against this team because this game was not nearly as close as the score indicates, and it's still
21-point fourth quarter is what got them back in the game.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's all it was. I mean, they scored 3 points until then. So I mean, they were completely outgunned. Jake Browning threw 3 picks, got sacked twice. It's just not a good football team. Period. And I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't know how their coach hangs on there, frankly. Because they haven't been good.
He's hanging on longer than I thought he should have.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Preston, I'm not saying they're a good football team, but are the Steelers the best football team in the division by default?
Yep. I mean, their defense, they give up a lot of yards rushing. They're not a great defensive team anymore. They do enough to win. As usual, this is the Steelers' MO. They hang around. Mike Tomlin gets all that. that piss and vinegar out of them, and they play well in big games, or at least until the postseason starts, and then they lose. But they're always there.
Yeah.
And you can say whatever you want, especially for a guy who hasn't had a quarterback since Roethlisberger retired.
And let's be honest, Roethlisberger, the last 2 years, he wasn't a quarterback.
Yeah. So, yeah, and to accomplish what he's accomplished is, it's pretty impressive. And imagine if he did have a quarterback, and he did have some defensive linemen who could play. But they are who they are, and they are the best team. The Ravens aren't close. The Browns might be the second best team in the division right now, and they're not very good either.
That's why I said by default, because I don't think the Steelers are very good.
No.
I just think, right, I mean.
You know what this feels like? It feels like every year in the AFC South, we're going, okay, yeah. Somebody's got to win it. Which one of you guys is the best? And that's why I'm saying, like, it's not a foregone conclusion that the season's over, even as bad as things look.
No.
But it is a tough ass to say, hey, you can't make any more mistakes, or you've got one break point where it's like, okay, have a hiccup on a random Sunday, but don't lose any more games or else you ain't going to be in the postseason.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the Steelers' record, after the Browns and the Bengals, they faced the Packers, Colts, and Chargers three weeks in a row.
Don't they still have the Eagles and Chiefs left?
They got the Lions. They're playing the Eagles.
Okay.
They're playing the Lions at the end of the year and the Bills. So they got
the Bills, that's who
they have
missing.
A lot of tough games on the schedule.
410-583-1057. That's the number bottom was Big Bad Morning Show. Norman in Odenton. What's up, Norman?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to give you a compliment before I begin. Your station and your, you know, all the people on the station, y'all are very intelligent. You really educate Baltimore and how you talk. You teach people how to properly communicate. I really appreciate that.
Hold on, man. It seems that management has intercepted your call giving us a compliment, so you might have to say it again. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So I just want to say that I want to translate the booze in Baltimore. So when you hear a boo, it only has one language, like extreme disgust. I think the fans are booing because anytime you make an investment, when you go to a game, when you buy a jersey, you go to a pub, you buy a beer, games, that's an investment. So when a product doesn't reciprocate what you put out, you tend to get in your feelings a little bit. The fans know that they'll be wins or losses on either side. But I think with the Ravens, when the coaches, no matter who it is, they're talking to the team, like
hey, Norman, I agree with you, my man, but we got to let that go because it's
your phone. It's not your call.
It's your
phone. Phone's a bad connection.
And I'll say this. I don't condone fans booing their home team. I don't. However, I saw that effort yesterday. If you're sitting home watching that game and you spent nothing but money on your cable bill, it feels different than when you're sitting in those stands and you spent hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars for that. It's a different feel. And when I'm sitting in those stands and I'm investing money in this and I'm watching the head coach walk around look like he's not giving a damn, and I watch a wide receiver go down the sidelines and not give effort, and I watch that and I just invested money. I made financial decisions and maybe in some people's cases, financial sacrifices to be there.
Yep.
You can't sit in front of your TV and tell me how to react because I made financial investments to be here. I'm going to boo you.
Yep.
I made financial investments not to be there, to not spend money. No, and it's one of the reasons why I say I try to like reiterate that I wouldn't boo at a game. Like, you're entitled to do whatever you want. Yeah, I don't like it.
I wouldn't either, but I get it though, man. That's one of the few times when the fans cheered when Kyle Bowler went down, he was hurt. No, that's no justification for that. That's just low life. That's classless. But yesterday, oh man, I think it's justifiable. I'm sorry, I do. We go around the NFL and give you our MVPs at 9:15, but on the other side, taking more phone calls from you. It's your time. 410-583-1057. Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.